You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca. To Derek Van Dees from the NHL.com. DVD, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm great. Generosity of our listeners and companies and everybody, which is fantastic. So we're able to help out a lot of charities at a time of year where they need a lot of help. So that's awesome. The Edmonton Oilers right now, the one thing they don't need help is scoring goals. Right now they're on fire with 44 goals in their last 10 games. And like that, basically they're scoring a goal and a half more in the last 10 than they did in their first 27. Like their offense has really picked up their stride here lately.
Yeah, it has. And I think a lot has to do with the return of obviously Zach Hyman and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And now, you know, you get Jack Roslovic back. And I think their top six is set. Like their top six, I think it's the first time they've been together for the last couple of games all year. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And McDavid is flying right now. He's playing unworldly hockey. He looks like that player that can just dominate the way he is. And what I've noticed lately is that he's not afraid to take guys on. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. And I think early on, he was kind of playing around in the perimeter and looking and dishing and I guess trying to help everyone else get going. But I think it's a matter of once he gets going, once he kind of takes charge, everything else falls into place. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that. The second line, Podkolzin and Draisaitl, they're playing well. Draisaitl doesn't have a goal. I think it's 8 games without a goal. But I think he's playing well. He's got 15 or 16 points. So he's playing well in that regard. But yeah, I think once the top two lines are kind of set and, early on in the season, they're kind of mixing, matching, looking for combinations, looking for guys to play because they didn't have those six guys together. Now that they do, I think they can build from there.
Well, it definitely helps getting Roslovic back. No question. I think once he gets back into game shape, that'll be a big boost for them, especially how he was playing early on. But he's got to get back there, right? That's going to be the key. He was maybe their most consistent guy when he was in there, him and Nugent Hopkins. And, you look, Podkolzin's game has really come around. Adam Henrique, like, I think at this stage, he's probably asking too much of him to be a third-line center. I think if he's your fourth-line center, he's slotted in a better spot. What do you think?
No, I agree at this time because your third line center has to contribute offensively. And Adam Henrique isn't really doing much of that. He's out there. There's a lot of times where you kind of don't notice him. I know he does a lot of the little things well, and I know he plays well in his own zone defensively. But yeah, I think that, the time has come where you need some contributions from that third line. You see, you need some offensive contributions from the third line. So they're not getting it right now from him. So you got to wonder, so who do you find as your third line center? Is that something that you go out and look for? Do you go look for a winger to play in the top six to bring Nugent Hopkins down and play in your third line? I think there's combinations there to be had in the bottom six. But I think overall, all those guys in that bottom six have to play a little bit better, have to do a little bit more. And I think there's competition now for those spots. And once you guys start getting back, when they start getting healthy, there's going to be competition and they got to kind of push each other. And I think that's going to be a good thing for the Oilers because you need everyone pulling on the rope. You need everyone pulling in the same direction. And at some point, like I said before, your bottom half of the line has got to pick up their end of the couch. You can't just have the top guys doing all the work offensively. You have to chip in every now and then. And they haven't been doing much of that this season. So they're going to have to try and turn it around.
Yeah, that's fair. Derek Van Dees joins us. DVD, what's your expectations for Ingram? How close of a battle do you think this is going to be between him and Pickard on who stays when Jari returns?
Well, I think Ingram still needs more time. I think he's up here. They want to see what he has, and I think that's why he got the start today. I'm pretty sure they'll go back with Calvin Pickard when they start playing again in Calgary. I think they want to give him a little bit of a run here and see, okay, what do we actually have in Connor Ingram? Where is he? This is a guy that had a lot of success in Arizona a couple of years ago. He's made 48 starts, played 50 games, had a really good save percentage on a kind of a bad team, Jason. Like Arizona was still a young team. They were still trying to find their way. And he had them in a situation where people were thinking, hey, maybe the Coyotes can make a playoffs here. So I think they're hoping he kind of gets back to that. Obviously, he's had some issues off the ice that he's had to deal with. And, we're talking to him yesterday. He looked like he was in a good place. Like, he looks like he's in a good place now. He's had a good support group. He's gotten through whatever he needed to get through. And I think the owners now want to say, okay, what do we have in him? Like, they know what they have in Calvin Pickard. They know what they're going to get in Calvin Pickard. What do you have in Connor Ingram here? And can you go with Connor Ingram? And I think they're going to have some time, because I know they say Jari in the new year. I think he might be further along than that. There's a lot of hockey to be played in January, so they may need three goaltenders to get through all those games in January. So it's going to be interesting to see. So it'll be good to see what kind of start he has. But he did look calm in net. He looked composed the other night. He's a guy that plays his angles and tries to anticipate the play, as he said. He's not terribly athletic, he said. So he's got to try and see where the puck is going and try to anticipate that. I thought he did that really well, but he's very composed. And the interesting thing he said, too, the other night is that sometimes it's easier to play in the NHL than it is the AHL. Like, those numbers in the AHL weren't good, but it's such a scrambly game down there sometimes that it really kind of doesn't benefit a goalie. So coming up here, it's a bit more predictable. He knows what his defensemen are going to do. He knows probably what the forwards are going to do. So it's a bit more predictable. So sometimes it is easier coming up here and playing in the American, in the National Hockey League than it is in the American Hockey League. And I've heard that from quite a few players, just because the players are so much better. And it's not as the game has more flow, and there's more predictability to it. So we'll see if he can get a good run here, if he can get a couple of good starts, and if the Oilers can kind of keep winning. And yeah, it might be interesting to see whether or not he's ready to come up here on a full-time basis. But I do believe that until they decide Pickard is no longer going to be our number two and they ship him off, he's still going to be here as the number two guy, because now he's the veteran guy. Jari comes back. How healthy is he going to be? There's a lot of questions in goal for the Edmonton Oilers right now.
Yeah, for sure. Derek Van Diest joins us. When Jake Walman comes back, then there's Stastny, Regula, Emberson. Assuming everybody's healthy, who would you take out of the lineup?
Well, I think Emberson would come out right now, because I think those other two are playing really well. And I think those other two, I think Stastny's playing a little better than people anticipated. And I think that happens when you get on a better team and you're playing in the slot that you're supposed to. And I think that really helps out a player when, you know, you're supposed to play, let's say, in a bottom pairing role, or you're playing a little further down the lineup. I think in Nashville, he was probably asked to play a little few too many minutes. The team wasn't very good. They were really struggling. And so I don't think that kind of embodies a player, what he's able to do when he's playing on a team that's struggling. He comes in here, he's slotted in a certain spot, he's playing with some veteran guys, and he's not being asked to do too much. Play solid defensively, get the puck to your forwards, clear the front of the net, and I think he's doing things like that. Regula's had, I think, a really good season when he's healthy. So I think Emberson would be the odd man out, but I'd also would like to see at what level Walman comes back and where his game is at, and whether or not you kind of have to ease him back into the lineup, or you can just throw him back in and he's going to be the player that we saw last year in the playoffs. So it's a good problem to have when you have a lot of defensemen that you can insert into the lineup and you can kind of move them around and play them from game to game. Like, you look at January, that schedule is absolutely loaded. Like, I think they have 15 games in January. So you're going to need 7-8 defensemen. You're going to need a lot of guys. You're going to need to use your full roster come January to get through there until you get that Olympic break.
Yeah, well, the good news for the Oilers is they play a lot, but they're at home basically for the majority of it, right? Like, they start at home on New Year's Eve against the Boston Bruins. Then they and that's on a Wednesday. Then they play the Saturday. Like, not they have one set of two sets of back to back, because they play Chicago, Nashville, then they're in Vancouver and home to St. Louis. And that's it. Like, they've got a really favorable January schedule with four road games and only two of them outside the country, right? So you're only clearing customs kind of, you know, once going to Chicago and then coming back from Nashville, and that's it, right? So, and the rest are at home. That's a real big advantage, I think, for the Oilers. And they've been a good team on home ice. Like, they made hay now, but January set up, if they want to, they could really go on a run here.
Yeah, and they don't go out east anymore. They're done with that Eastern time zones, which is it's amazing, I think, to have that over and done with before Christmas. So they got through the tough part of the schedule. They made it through the other side. They're still right there in contention for first place in the division. And, yeah, they have to make the most of January. They're at home the whole month. And you're right. They don't go far. I think, what is it, Chicago and Nashville. So those aren't two – you look at those teams, you know, they're not – daunting road games by any means. And then you got Vancouver and Winnipeg. Winnipeg's not playing well. Vancouver's in transition. So, yeah, there's no reason why you couldn't win all those four road games. And then, yeah, you have to try and make a move in January because you got a ton of home games. You're at home basically the entire month. So, yeah, that's when the Oilers, I think, will try to make a move and kind of get to first place and maybe try and get some separation. They're lucky that the Pacific isn't as good this season because all the teams are kind of stuck around and they're compacted. You look at the teams in the Central, they would have, if they're in the Central, some, you know, Colorado and Dallas would have ran away with it. And I don't think you'd catch those guys. But I think, yeah, they have an opportunity here. They finish strong tonight. They come back and then they look at that schedule and say, okay, we have a chance to really make a move up the standings.
DVD, thanks so much, man, for joining us all throughout the year. Very much appreciate it. Have yourself an awesome Christmas, and we'll talk to you one more time, I guess, to wrap up 25. So have a great Christmas for all you and your family.
Likewise, Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners. So good talking to you.